12 coins, that's a kesef, that when you pay gold, your coin you own right away the silver coins, no, nothing doing. That's only if it's kinyan chalipin. But if it's a payment, if you like paying for the silver coins, so then it just should have said, mechayiv bay. Just should have said that the one that receives the golden coins, now he's mechayiv to give you the silver coins. But it doesn't, you don't own it yet. And Lamasha, when you pay for something, so if I give you the value of it, now I have a right to take it. But before I take it, it's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. You have a chiyuv to give it to me, but it's not mine yet. So the Mishnah's mashma, that when you give the golden coins, automatically you own the silver. That's good b'teras chalipin, but not b'teras damim. Like b'teras damim, it should have said, mechayim mi boylei. Samar says, t'ni has enech nami, should be learned in our Mishnah, t'ni learn like this, that hazov mechayif, that if you pay the golden coins, the other person's mechayif has an obligation now to give you back the silver coins. And hachin nami mestar, but this is the svar also. Midik toni sefer, since it says in the sefer, that akesev, ain't a coin is hazov. If you want to buy golden coins and you give the person silver coins, that's no good, because silver is real money. And we're going now in the Mishnah that kesev is not koina. You can't buy something with money. Now, we're talking about a payment that you want to buy it by paying for it. If so, that's what we say, that gold is considered like payrus. So if you want to buy something and give payrus for it, that's good. The kasva tiva, but silver, that's called the real money. Therefore, the tiva, the kasva tiva, and silver coin is called the real money. The tiva, payra like honey. And therefore, money, with money, you cannot buy payras. We're going now that, at least with the Rabbanim, we'll soon see it, Shalom, with the Rabbanim, with the Raisa, that kesef is not koine metaltlim. Metaltlim, yonit koine with meshicha, not with paying money for it. So then it's good. But if you want to tell me, though, that our Mishnah is talking about a king chalipin, the chalipin, and you want to bring a proof that our Mishnah holds, that with the matveya, you could make a chalipin. If so, tavayu likni adodi. So then, why can't you make a kinyan chalipin with silver coins? Like if you tell me now with coins, you could make a kinyan chalipin, then even if you want to buy golden coins with silver, give the silver coins to teres chalipin. Let it be a kinyan chalipin. V'yayid, and secondly, Tanya, we learned, ha-kesev, silver, eina koines azov. You cannot buy gold with silver. Ketzat, what's the case talking about? Mocha loy eskrim v'chamisha dinu, shea kesev, v'dinu shozov, like I tell you, mochle, I'll sell you 25 silver coins, v'dinu shozov, if you give me one golden coin. Sa'afa pisha moshech et ha-kesev, even though he's moshech, he takes the silver coins, lekona achimshech et ha-zov. It's like this. A guy's like this, I want to buy a few of the golden coins. So I'll give you the 25 silver coins, and ask that you give me the golden coin. So it says nothing doing. That even though you take the silver coins, even though I give you over the silver coins, I'm not turning the golden coin. Until I make a kinyan, I take this off to myself. So iyam with bishleim b'damim. If we're talking about when the person is giving this silver coin, he's like wants to pay for the golden coins. Mishum hochi lekoni. That's why the kinyan is not chal. Like we're saying, you can't buy a metaltlim with money. So if you want to buy this golden coin, it doesn't help to pay to make a kinyan kesef. Just by paying 25 silver coins, that's not a kinyan. That's why the Brisa says you only get the golden coin when you make a meshicha on it. But if you want to tell me the chalipin, we're talking about now a kinyan chalipin, nikni. So what's wrong? As soon as you give over the silver coins, let the silver coins work for teres chalipin. So Mara says, that's the proof we're talking about dumb in the payment. And therefore it's good, you can't buy something with money. Tamar says, what do you want to say we're talking about here? With the kinyan of money. The Yochi, so I'm a Rashi, what does the Rashi say? Hazov koines hakesef. That I could buy silver coins by paying golden coins. Because we're going now, gold is not called money. Kate said, what's the case? Mochaloi dinah shel zohov v'yeshrem v'chamisha dinah shakesef. So that you want to buy the silver coins. So I tell you now, sell me to 25 silver coins, and I'll give you a golden coin. I'll pay you 25 silver coins, and give me the golden coin. So it says, as soon as you're koina, you make a meshicha on the golden coin, nikna kesa b'chol makim shu. Automatically, the silver coins belong to him wherever it is. So now, we're talking about kinyan chalipin over here. That's why it says very good. Nikna kesa b'chol makim shu. That as soon as, you, look, what happens here? You want to buy the silver coins. So So as soon as you give him over the golden coin, right away the silver coins belong to wherever it is, that's the kinnik halipin. Eli, you're buying it here though. Hi, nikne kesa b'chol makim shu. What do you mean to say you own the silver coins? Wherever they are, why? You like only pay the value of it. So paying the value, you don't claim it until you make a mashikar on it. And so it's only this chayiv gavmi boilei. If I give you the value of it, so true, you're mechuyiv now to give me the chayfetz. But it's not mine until I make a kinyan on it. Rabashi says no. Li'erlam really b'domin. Our Mishnah is talking about a kinyan of domin, that you're paying the value of it. Not b'teras kinyan chalipin. It could be maybe chalipin you can't make with matveya, like we hold. But our Mishnah is talking about a kinyan of domin. Umay b'chol mokim shu. What does it mean, any place it is? It means k'may shu, the way it is right now. K'diyomlin, according to the tenoyim that we made up. I'll give it to you from a new money, from a new wallet, means from a new basket of money. Yavin lecha, to give you new ones. Why? Yavin lecha. If he says, I'll give you new coins, then lemotzi yoyev lemianaki yishana. You can't give him old coins. Alpha gav diadifu minayu, even though the older coins are better. My time, what's the reason? The omele, because the person has the right to say, liyashna kami boile, kodina lohu. I want this money to hold on to it for a long time. Therefore, if you give me older coins, I'm afraid by the time I want to use it, it'll be ruined. Therefore, I have a right to say I meant I bedavka want new coins. So that's what it means. That if I pay you for it, you have to give me what I ask for the way I ask for it. But in a chlam, it doesn't belong to me until I make a mashikar in it. In a chlam, we're talking about a kinyan domim though, and we're not talking about kinyan chalipin. Because chalipin could be you cannot make a kinyan chalipin with money, with matveya. Omer apopo, afilu l'man diyoma. Ain matveya nasa chalipin. Even if you want to say that matveya with coins, you cannot make kinyan chalipin. Mevaru de lo yovid chalipin. You can't use the coin to make the kinyan chalipin. Like if I want to buy a chair off you, I can't give you a coin and mataras chalipin. I own the chair. That you can't do. But akenuya nikne b'chalipin. But the opposite way, if I want to give money over to you, or I want to buy your money, then I can make kinyan chalipin tone it. Like I can give you a handkerchief, and you're kind of the handkerchief. So b'schus there, you're makna to me your money. Now, with the kinyan chalipin, I could acquire money. You just can't use money to make the kinyan chalipin. But you could use a kinyan chalipin, like you use a handkerchief, to buy, to be kind of money. What's the raya? To prove, like, immediately have the peri, just like by Paris. The Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, that peri the Rav Nachman knows the sheet of Paris, lav afagav the inu, layav the chalipin. According to Rav Nachman, you could only use a noel, a shoe, a kli, to make chalipin with. You cannot use fruits, peris, to make the kinyan chalipin with. But akenuya makenu bechalipin. But if I want to sell, give away fruits, I can be kindly rich through a kinyan chalipin. So the same thing by matveya also. Even though you can't use the matveya with the kinyan chalipin itself, but you could be kind of coins with the kinyan chalipin. So tivanami leishna, there's no difference by coins. That even though you can't use the coin for the kinyan itself, but if you have a good kinyan chalipin, you could be kind of coins. Nicely have a kasha. It says, you're standing in your gurin, in your storehouse, by the gurin, by the field. We just cut down all your tua. You don't have any money. And you want to be part of your maisa shiny there. So I'm a chavir, right to tell to your chavir like this. I want to give you my fruits here now for present. Yeah. Now, the chayzer v'yomer, and then the original owner has the right to say, I want those peris to be mechulul on the money that I have in my house. Now the reason why he's gaining by doing this is he doesn't want to have to pay a chaymish. Halacha is when you pay to your own ma'aseh sheni, you have to be ma'aseh of an extra chaymish. If you're being paid to somebody else's fruits, you do not have to eat a chaymish. Yeah, the guy didn't want to eat the chaymish, so first he gave away his fruits to somebody else from Atana. It's like it belongs to somebody else. Now he went to be paid to them, so he doesn't have to eat on a chaymish. So he doesn't have any money here. He said it should be mechulul on the money I have in my house. Now, taima diyein biyad mois, only because he didn't have any money here right now. Or im yesh biyad mois, if he had the money right now, litna lehu lidach per meshicha. He could have been matnimit to the other person per meshicha, or parak, and be paid to it. Doachi yadif. This is better than evel and ochri. Because he's not the original owner. He's like an ochri stranger. This is much better. So Rashi's taima diyein biyad mois. The immediate son of the NBO de Mosh Amino, Tim Hoyu Bio de Mois, Shomer, if he had money in the Gurin, the Hoyoy Maloy, Histna Lassus Kane, what else may such a Sinai? Ella Moyas Alolo, Hoyu Moisla Kaveroy, or Mark Noisum Labemashicha. He would have given over the money to him, and it would be makdir to them with Mashiach. And then this friend would be paid to the Maaseh Sheni. If you had money with you, the best answer is give your money over to your friend, or parak and let your friend be part of the Maaseh Sheni. No, this way is better. It doesn't look like a trick. The other way looks like a trick. You're giving it away to your friend and then you are being paid with it. Like it looks clearly you're doing it just to free yourself from a chaimish. This way is better. That give your money to your friend and let your friend be part of it for you. Now, V'yarm with matbeya niktam chalipin. Tell me now with the matbeya. You can make kinyan chalipin. V'yarm, no. V'yarm with matbeya niktam chalipin. So I could be makna give away money to somebody else with the kinyan chalipin, even though it itself does not make chalipin. But I could use the kinyan chalipin to give away money. Niktam le moyes lehech agar suder. It's so the same thing. What do you have to give the money away but terrorist kinyan? In other words, even if you don't have money here with you right now, your money is at home. Still the same thing. Take out your suder. And with the kinyan suder, be maknet him your money. And therefore, v'lifruk. And then let him be poida your maaseh sheni with that money. So if with a suder, you could be kind of money, so why did he have to give away the payers for present? Let him rather give away the money for teres kinyan chalipin. And that's better to be poida it. All right, turn over. Gemara says the eighth you have to say here is the lesle suder. No, the person here by his field, by the tefua, did not have a handkerchief with him. So therefore, the money he has at home, he can't do anything with that money. He, there's no way for him to be matzah that money to his friend. But Gemara, why? For nechninu nalei agav karka. Let him be matzah to agav karka. Let him make a kinyan on karka right now. And then like agav the karka, kinyan agav, when I give you all the karka, you automatically claim the money also. So Gemara says lesle karka, he didn't have any karka. For the Gemara, what do you mean he has no karka? He's standing on his field right now, where the Gerin is, where all this field piles of tfura. The Gemara says, the Gerin Shena Shalai. We're talking about he has his pile of wheat in somebody else's field. He doesn't own the field. For the Gemara, what kind of guy is this? The Ichbu Tana Lashmin is a Tana talk about such a low case. About a Gavrat Loy, like a person that has nothing with him. The Lesle of Lakulim, he has nothing. Like how could that be? Tana Stavra, a person has no karka, he has no suda. How could it be a guy has no handkerchief? Or any clothing, anything he has, don't take off a shoe. Like Amati saying, the guy's like naked, he has nothing. How could that be? Anything he has, let him take it off to make a kinyan chalipin. So of course the person could have made a kinyan chalipin. Elo shmamina, shouldn't there be a good proof from here, that ein matveya nikna b'chalipin, shmamina, that not only a kesef, money, can't be used to make a kinyan chalipin, but you can't even give over money with a kinyan chalipin. You can't even give over money with the kinyan chalipin. The Gemara says now, if Yafra Papa, a Papa also was chayzer. The Rashi says, a Papa was also chayzer. He also agrees that you cannot be kind of money with the kinyan chalipin. What's the raya? Ki hodra Papa, heavily traysa alfe dinri bechuzoi. Her Papa had 12,000 golden coins in bechuzoi. Now Akninu, he wanted to collect the money. So Akninu le Rav Shmuel bar Achor agav asayfa de beisa. So Rav Shmuel was going down to the city, Bei Mechuza. So he wanted Rav Shmuel to collect the money for him. So he was maknu the money to Rav Shmuel bar Achor. How was he maknu? How did he give it over to him? With the kinyan agav. Agav asayfa de beisa. He gave him over this portion of land, and agav the land, you came to the metaltlim. Kiyosa, when he came back, when Shmuel came back with the money, Nofik Liapia Tovach, he went out to visit him, like to greet him, to Tovach, to this place Tovach. But Akopo and Messiah, Papa did not want to be maknet him the money with the kinyan suder. He had to do it agav karka. Mashmo with his suder, with a handkerchief, like you cannot be kind of money. Techein Amul Ulu also says like this, Ein matbeya nasa chalipin, that a matbeya, no, this is the first halacha, that with a coin you cannot make a kinyan chalipin. Techein Amul Rabasi, Ein matbeya nasa chalipin. You cannot use a coin to make a kinyan chalipin with a coin. It says, if your donkey drives, or else your workers, they met their master in the street, and they said, listen, you didn't give us our paycheck, pay me. So the master says, the master told his money exchanger, give me Tainli bedina mois. Rashi says it means Tainli prutas. Give me copper coins now. Bishava dinner, the worth of a golden coin. If you have dinner right now to be here, they don't have any golden coin right now. I'll pay it back to you later. That's what he said now. Tain li b'dinner mois. Give me money now worth a dinner. V'yafarsim, and I'll pay my workers now. V'ani'el l'cho yofa dinner treiser. Mi mois shlesh rebeisi. And I'll pay you back the money worth a dinner and treiser a little bit more from the money I have in my house. That's what he said. Now, if he has the money in his house, smuta, then it's smuta. If he doesn't have money in the house, then it's also. Now, if you're going to tell me if you think, that with money, you cannot make a kinya chalipin. If so, then it's considered now a regular halvo. It's not a kinya chalipin. It's like a regular loan. How could I loan you money? I'm not to give you back more. Like I'm loaning a dinner's worth, I'm not to pay back a drop more. So of course, it's a ribbis. How could it work? Ishtika kept quiet. Omlai said back, Dilma may be idi b'prutoy yishonu. No, both were talking about b'prutoyis.
Both the money he took from the storekeeper and the money he gave back is not real money, but prutoyis means the lek or layotiva. They have no form on it. It's not a real money. Therefore, v'idi v'idi perihev, it don't like Paris. Therefore, mishmochin nikna b'chalipin. That's why here it's a good kinyi chalipin. Because this money was not real tiva, not real coins, but it was coins without a tzu on it, like an asimon, and therefore it only has lech like Paris. Therefore, it's nikna b'chalipin, there's no shiloh ribs. Omulei said back to him, in, you're right. Deikonami, I have a proof. The Tanakh says, yofa dino tracer. I got to pay you the value up until a dino tracer. For like a Tanakh, defa yofa tracer. Didn't say like a good dinner and a tracer. Mashim, we're not talking about where he borrowed money and is giving back money, but he borrowed coins that don't have, that's not really money, but it's the value, the worth of the money. In other words, that's considered Paris, and therefore it's like a loan of Paris. For Paris, therefore, if you have Chalipin, if you have the Paris in your house, so it's a kinyan Chalipin right now, it's not called Havor, but it's called right now. I gave you back what I have in my house, therefore there's no Havor, therefore it's Mutter. Rav Ashi says, the Olam Bidomim Uprutotois. No, it could be talking about regular money now, and he earned on a little bit more. So the question is, how could he earn on a little bit more? Kivun the Islay, since he has it in his house, Nasa Koimer, Halaveni, you can lend me money, Achiyov Ibn until my son comes, or Yachem Samachtech until I find the key where I have my own things. In other words, Rav Ashi is also answering. We're not talking about that they lend real coins. They only lend like Paris. Now, the only Chiddush will say, even though it's like Paris, what they lent, you don't have to say there was a kinyan chalipin here that I'm kind of right now. But even it looks darach havor. The loch was when I lend you Paris and you pay me back Paris, it's mutter if I have Paris in my house right now. Therefore, it looks as if the Paris that I have in my house belongs to you right now, and it gets worth more. It gets worth more in your house. There's no issa halvor in case I'm lending you Paris. If I have it in my house, but this halachom that kaimer halveini atchiyav b'niyah atchem tzemachtech, I'll lend you until my son comes back and gives me what I have, or else until I find the key and take the things that I have. So in other words, here it wasn't the halvor of money; it was the halvor of Paris for Paris, which is muti if you have the Paris in your house. All right, we'll stop here.
We're holding that memvav amir aleph on the bottom. Again, in the middle of the shayla again, if moyes, if matadeya can make chalipin or not. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Says, the Mishkan Kedushin we had, kol ha-nasa domen biyachar. Anytime you have money, the value for something else, so Toshima means if you want to buy something with money, kivon shezocha zeh, as soon as you gave over the money to the person that you want to buy it from, nizchayiv zeh b'chalipin. That means whatever you want to buy, the chalipin, exchange of it, it belongs to you. Now, kol ha-nasa domen biyachar mayniyu. What does that mean to say, anytime you have the value of something else? The chorit means matbeya, means money. That means you're giving the money for an object. Ushmaminim, here is a good proof that matbeya nasa chalipin. That if I give you money for the object, then automatically I'm kind of back the object. So nasa pateras a kinyan domim, because a pateras peroyan will soon see, we pass in, domim is not kind of. You're not kind of with money. So here it goes.